The countries with the most serious financial problems are Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, and, of course, Greece, where people do not seem to like austerity measures. This week, Greek protesters battled riot police, leaving 28 people injured, which only added to the jitters among bond and stock investors. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
A few hundred protesters broke out of a mostly peaceful crowd and threw firebombs in Athens. They set fires in trashed stores. Some also beat up former Development Minister Kostis Hatzidakis as he left parliament. Police countered with stun grenades and tear gas. The chaos made world news again. Protester Dimitris Dimopoulos says he doesn't support violence, but he says the government must see that its tough austerity program is hurting people.
Because if the prime minister is back in his office and he's signing the laws, and you have every day a peaceful demonstration, he will not change his mind because his life will not be affected.
After months of protest, Prime Minister George Papandreou has stuck to spending cuts and tax hikes. Those measures are needed to keep getting $145 billion in international bailout loans. Journalist Achilles Pikladis says the government also knows investors are watching.
And, of course, the image of Greece is going lower and lower, and what we need now is investments, but they won't gonna come in this kind of climate.
Strikes continue here today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, European leaders hope to find financial agreement at the summit in Brussels. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.